You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
I guess many of us have seen movies or read books about someone finding a genie in a bottle. The moment the bottle is opened, the genie is set free and promises to grant that person everything he asks for.
You know, I think many people view God in that light. They treat him as if he is their personal genie, only there to grant their every wish or prayer. Like some children I've seen who have gone shopping with their parents. Many's the time I have heard the child demanding to get what they want.
Oh yes, I've heard them too. And they can throw a tantrum when their parents don't give in to their demands. So how about your own children? When they ask for something that you know is not right for them, do you give it to them anyway? No, of course not. If we indulged our children's every whim, when things go wrong, as often happens in life, they would think you had deserted them.
My friend, it's the same with the Lord. If you are struggling with some sickness, financial reverses, or mental problems, take them to the Lord Jesus in prayer. Don't demand things from him. Just ask that he will strengthen you in your time of trial. Ask Jesus to remove the difficulty, and if not, trust him to see you through it. God has told us, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
It's satisfying to us when our own children finally learn to trust our decisions. And like that, we also need to develop a strong trust in God and learn to rely on him for the things we really need. We need to trust in the Lord who is not only able but delights to answer our prayers, those requests he knows that are truly good for us.
You know, I believe that many people don't pray because they've tried once or twice in the past and their prayers weren't answered. So they gave up. Yet God, our Heavenly Father, is truly there. He hears our prayers and he wants us to have fellowship with him in this way. What happens when we pray? We're acknowledging his presence. We are affirming our belief in him. We are testifying to our heart that we are communicating with a personal, intelligent being who hears and understands and answers when we speak to him. Prayer is the contact of a living soul with a living God.
Oh, that's so very true. God sent his son Jesus to show us how to speak to our Heavenly Father. Jesus' followers said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray. If you really want to know how to pray, believe that God both hears and will answer you. Don't forget, he often makes us wait. Remember, he is no mere fictitious genie. He is the Lord God of the universe. You see, the only way you can really get to know God is through reading his letter to you, and that's the Holy Bible. God inspired many of his followers through the ages to write out his messages for us, and it's through reading them we grow closer to him. That prepares our hearts to talk with him in prayer.
I wonder, as you're listening to us right now, do you pray? Have you experienced answers to your prayers? We'd love you to write and tell us about it. It's always encouraging to hear about what God can do through the power of prayer. Maybe you haven't been able to pray because you feel God can't hear you. My friend, let me tell you, he knows your every thought. So why not talk to him today?
Can we see the brokenhearted? Can we feel their pain? Can we hear the cry of the lonely child? Can we find the time for sorrow? Can we be so brave? Can we find the truth and the heart for grace? A time for healing, let forgiveness come. A new day now begun.
Why not contact us or choose one of the free booklets we have on offer at our website? This website is brand new. Contact us on www.communicationradio.org. And now till next week, this is John Hills on behalf of the whole team, reminding you that Jesus Christ is God's answer to our every need.